Hi, Linda, what's up?
Hey, Maddie. Did you read that article on Marie Player? The one about the coolest nationalities and countries? Can you believe it? America is only fifth place.
Is that so? Hey, so who's ahead of us then?
Well, there are Mongolia, Jamaica too, Singapore, and Brazil.
You've got to be kidding me. I kind of understand. Jamaicans with Usain Bolt, reggae, Rastafarians with their totally chilled religion, beaches, Marley, and so forth. But what is it about Mongolia? What makes them so ultra cool?
Well, I seem to remember things such as Mongolians' quiet air of mystery, their collected souls, and a pretty much perfected, happy-go-lucky, nomadic cowboy essence. Throat singing in yurts. Not quite sure what that is. Fur-lined gear, boots, coats, hats, undies and all. Oh, and apparently they keep eagles as pets. And check this out. Their biggest icon is actress Kulan Chulun, who played Genghis Khan's wife in that really nifty filmed Mongol. I think she's beautiful. And perhaps what has impacted me more, yak-based dairy products at every meal.
Oh, that sounds...
What are you about to say? Let me think. Varied?
Well, I guess the stuff about the cowboy existence sounds cool. As for the fur fashion, I'm perhaps a little less convinced. Hey, what about Australians? Were they on the list?
Yes, they're in 11th place.
Well, I guess it's good we beat them at least. What about the Cool Britannia?
Who?
The UK.
Oh, don't know.
So, what does it say on us, Americans?
America is in 5th place. I think we are pretty cool, and the article presents plenty of evidence. Where would the trendsetters be without Marilyn, rock and roll, classic Hollywood films, great American novels, Talfins, blue jeans, jazz, hip-hop, The Sopranos, 360-degree slam dunks, and cool personified Lady Gaga?
Yep, agreed. And what about Martin Luther King, San Francisco, Route 66, Miles, the Empire State Building, Nip Tuck, Michael Jackson, Mickey Mouse, George of the Jungle?
What? Who?
Oh, never mind. So, who did you say is number one?
Brazil.
Brazil? Well, maybe, but I'm not so sure about their yellow and green attire. So what's that about Singapore?
They are the embodiment of modernity. Bloggers, Facebook, Twitters, etc. This is pretty much all that anyone does anymore. Unlike the old-fashioned concept of cool, geeks are now masters of the world. They have an incredibly large computer-literate population, so apparently Singapore is geek paradise. And so, in two words, coolness personified.
Hmm.
Yeah.